Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question: how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Bringing the hype. Let's go.
That's
Friday show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're
Covino and Rich.
I'm Covino. Always hyped. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Ramos is getting hyped. What up, Ramos? What up, Danny G?
Yeah.
What up, Dan Beyer with the updates? And, of course, Spotty on the videos at Covino and Rich, really at Spot Center.
Super hyped.
Look at you. You got a Spot got a fresh haircut for Super Bowl 57.
Of course I did.
Yes, did you go in, did you ask for the Jason or Travis Kelce?
You know, it's like a combination of the two, actually.
Spot
I asked for the Cornelius Kelce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a combination of the two for sure. We're all getting hyped. We're all getting ready because we're heading out to Super Bowl Arizona this weekend.
Spot heard that McCaffrey's girlfriend is going to be there.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I already heard that we got some pretty big guests lined up for next week. So can't wait. Phoenix, here we come. Covino and Rich taking FSR on the road. You know, it's
I'm
so
gearing
funny.
Up this weekend for it, that, man.
It's funny you should say that.
Buying new clothes. I'm getting my shag trimmed up.
I wanted to talk about that.
Buying my bulge-enhancing pants.
But, you know, I already have mine. Check him out.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to party.
But Spot, you did something that
I do every time.
I never knew anyone to genuinely do, and I got to admire it. I think my wife's done this at a salon where she's found like a woman with the hair color, like just the right highlights, and she's like, "This is what I want." Spot did go to his barber and said, "Give me the Travis Kelce. Here's a picture."
I did.
I think that's amazing.
I did it probably
a couple haircuts ago.
Yeah, was it like, no, it was, I started last season, I remember, and I showed the picture, and since then I've had the Kelce. I go in every time, I'm like, just like this.
Back in the early 2000s, didn't you used to get the Eli Manning haircut?
Shut up.
I knew that was coming. Yo, no, you used like to get the Mad Dog Russo.
The nerd comb over? No thanks. Wow. Well, hey, Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Maybe on my next Fox Sports Radio contract. All your protection in one place.
Get that boat.
Yeah. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Well, we are going to talk about franchise-changing players today. Danny G, we might have been talking about your old pal, Derek Carr. Got the skills, but he's a stand-up comic now. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah.
Derek Carr dropping some funny liners on Pro Bowl weekend.
Well, we all knew he had a wonderful arm, but it's just when a defender gets to him, touches him, and he fumbles the ball, that's where the problem
is. It's like Covino shooting uncontested threes at
the
gym. Yeah, when nobody's blocking me, I'm nasty. You know, but you throw a hand in my face, it's a whole other game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we will talk about some Pro Bowl. We'll talk about Kyrie.
Ooh.
And we're also going to talk about your weekend plans. Weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports, in the world of entertainment. Stick around for that. But Rich, I know you had some story you wanted to tell.
I just wanted to say something. It's a little, I guess a little message for every single person listening right now. The millions around the world that could possibly be listening on FSR. You know how we've talked before about you go into a store or a restaurant. You know, customer service isn't what it once was. I don't want to sound like the old guy. Yeah, back in the day. But you go into a store, there are times where you're the one saying hi to the worker.
Yeah, it's just like, a new level of incompetence and disgruntlement and people just not wanting to work.
Yeah. You go into a restaurant, you're like, hey, can I get a menu? Is someone working here? You go to a store, you go to CVS. You're the one saying hi to the greeter. Like, hey, how you doing today? That's your job. But I have something that trumps all of that. All the rudeness of people not saying hi at stores and restaurants. I'm driving around LA, and I think it might be a West Coast thing. I really do. I think it's a rude West Coast thing. And you let me know.
In fact, I go to Chick-fil-A just so people could be nice to me. Because everyone else is rude.
What's that coffee place in Idaho?
Dutch Brothers.
They're like, tell me about your weekend. You're like, all right, that's a bit much.
Everybody's so rude. I go to Dutch Brothers and Chick-fil-A just so people could be nice every once in a while. Because they're way overboard.
How are you today? Do you have any big plans?
Yeah, just like a coffee place.
Is that your puppy? What's his name?
Yeah, it's my dog.
My God, you guys going to the doggy park?
I want a coffee! So there's a nice balance in between, right?
No, there's only like a few establishments that really push the kindness.
I don't know, Ramos is a really nice guy. Danny J, you guys are good fellas. Spot, do you notice this as well where, not to sound like the disgruntled guy, but do you realize that people don't lead with kindness the way they used to? Store workers, restaurants,
bars. Everybody likes
working
for peanuts, that's why. And then, you know, they quiet quit and they're unhappy at the workplace.
And you know why? You're a happy-go-lucky guy. But everybody else is nasty to service workers. So they're just giving back what they're getting.
Yeah, maybe that's a two-spot. Someone's sick of just rude people.
It's rude people all around.
It got worse, too, because COVID was a convenient excuse. New hours, new policies. Oh, we don't have a live person answering the phone any longer. And all this time later, okay, it's still COVID for you.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant the other day. I'm like, hey, excuse me. Hey, first of all, how are you? You guys have a menu, though? And in like a rude voice, like, scan the QR code on the table. I'm like, oh, okay. But I just want to throw the rudest thing out there. Because I want to make sure no one makes this mistake moving forward again. Can we get this out of the way and then we'll talk about sports and life and everything?
Sure.
When you're driving and you let someone cut in front of you and they don't give you the thank you wave, I want to plow into the back of their car.
I feel like they don't do that in Los Angeles. I feel like maybe it's an East Coast thing or everywhere else.
New York.
And not LA.
I don't think like the rudest places. I'm a New Yorker originally. New York, Philly, Boston. The most arrogant people, right? The East Coast braggadocious people, they will give you the wave. Hey, thank you, man. Out here in LA, you could be like, all right, after you. You let someone cut in front of you.
Because they're pretentious a-holes, that's what.
I go out of my way to even roll my window down if it's up and stick my hand out and wave it high so they see it.
I'm not from LA. I just live here, so I'm allowed to say that. It's just not the way. Out here, at least it seems to be that way. Danny G,
were you not taught this, guys?
Yeah, you're.
No, we were.
Oh, but what happened there?
What happened?
Well, a lot of people aren't from here. You have a mix of a lot of different people from a lot of different places.
True. That is true.
Now, I would say half the time I see people do it. The other half, you're right. And there's a lot of distractions, especially here in Southern California. You see women doing their makeup. Oh. You see guys on their laptops.
You know what it is, Danny G, in today's world? It's hard to give the courtesy wave when you're scrolling through Instagram.
In traffic.
True.
But I just wanted to get that out of the way because I feel like for the bad reputation East Coast people get, you know, Philly, New York, Jersey, they might curse you out, but if you cut someone off, you know, and you let them in, they'll give you the little wave. I'm amazed at how many times someone's in the turn only lane by mistake and you're like, I'll let you in. Go ahead. I know. Never get the little thank you. Don't not say thank you. Lesson learned today. Can we?
I mean, I learned that in early age. You know, you watched your dad do that. You watched your grandpappy do that.
Because I was driving around the lot
this
morning.
I still throw my arm to protect my daughter when I stop just from instinct of watching my dad do that as a kid.
Oh, when you were a kid, when you were a kid, you were sliding in the back seat along that big leather one seater.
Because remember, we didn't wear seatbelts as a kid. We just had our dad's arm. Right? Your dad would just put his arm out. I still do that. So, yeah, I do the courtesy wave, and I look for a response, a little how do you do. You rarely get it in L.A., and I think Rich is just saying, let's be better than that.
Yeah, just that's
but
a
good
reminder.
Luck. We just live in a very rude, who cares about you, it's all about me society. That's just the truth.
There is a difference, though, between someone who wants to get in, just courtesy get in, and what happens right out here on Sepulveda and Ventura, there's a turn lane. There are two lanes over here. Two lanes to turn left, two lanes to go straight, and one lane to go right. And I can't tell you how many times that far lane, people just go straight and just get in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's different. That's
forget
not a courtesy,
no,
right?
No,
that's like rude.
Those,
that's rude
people.
Plus.
Okay. Speaking of courtesy, kids are so rude nowadays. I was sinking threes at the gym the other day. I didn't even get my courtesy.
Oh, get out of here.
I didn't even get my courtesy on the court. I'm like, yo, courtesy.
Courtesy.
The guys were like, yeah, whatever.
Swish.
Whatever, old guy.
You know, anyway, I was
shooting up threes left and right.
Just a dumb observation because I was driving around a bunch this morning and I was like, you know, I'm noticing just so many people.
Dude, welcome to 2023.
Yeah,
everybody's
in
it
for
themselves. No one cares about that. But you know what? I just thought of something else, too, because I was jokingly bringing up courtesy. You remember dropping the courtesy line as a kid, right? You hit a shot, courtesy, you get it back.
Of course, yeah.
My buddy made an observation on social media the other day. He goes, anyone else think the current NBA is unwatchable? I'll pass on nightly three-point contests. And I saw the feedback, and this random guy says, yeah, it's like baseball. I'll pass on nightly home run contests. As we talk about culture shifts, and everybody's so rude nowadays, what about everyone just throwing up threes and hitting home runs?
Don't you want to see that?
I don't know.
I feel the opposite of that guy.
I do too, because that's the evolution of the game. And I saw so many people chiming in on that. Anyone else mad about that or no?
No.
Yeah.
It's what we're used to now.
It's just the way
it's not
of
like
the world,
it happened
right?
last week.
Yeah, so maybe you just got to adjust, Rich, based on that. Like maybe you just got to realize that everybody's just rude now.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have read that, but I saw that and ignored it because I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, but that's why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah, like, because I was like,
I wonder if anyone else feels that way, or is that an older guy mentality, right? Because I'm like, hey, that's the evolution of the game. And as Gary Vee always says, innovate or die. You know, either evolve or you get left behind.
Yeah, sports change, and you're going to see baseball change a bunch this year with no shift,
maybe that
right?
ties into everything you were just talking about. Maybe you just got to realize that people aren't as kind as they used to be, and that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe
and if you're looking for that courtesy or that wave or, hey, how you doing, Mr. Rich? You're not going to get that, and that's just the way it is.
Man, it extends from the three-point line to traffic?
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
whoa.
Maybe it's just a mind shift that we all have to get behind.
All right, well, hey.
I guarantee you it's an old guy thing that watches a basketball game and says, you know, I don't like this people throwing up threes. And you know who you can thank for that. Steph Curry changed the game.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do they want to see? If they don't want to see, you know, three-pointers, what do they want to see? Old school basketball? Like, come on.
Old school basketball. Give and go.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Can I also add to your statement?
Yeah.
Just because you turn your blinker on and start moving into my lane doesn't mean I gave you the go-ahead.
Yeah, but you should, though.
Meh.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Ramos.
But I mean, like
people will do it. They think that automatically turning their blinker on means I have to stop and wait.
Well, no.
Or they're just going to run into my car if I don't stop.
But when you, I mean,
right, Ramos?
If you're just going with the flow of traffic and someone's trying to get over, you're not going to be like, oh, go ahead.
The best is when they get caught behind a car and they can't go any further, so they just turn the blinker on really fast and get in front of you. It's like, wait, you're stuck. That doesn't mean I'm supposed to let you in.
Yeah, I fully support the zipper when it's appropriate. But just because you wanted to get around this line of cars and not wait like a normal person doesn't mean you can automatically cut in front of me.
All right. Just saying. People be a little less rude out there.
Nah.
All right. Well, listen, coming up today on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich.
Courtesy in life and on the court.
We got to talk about franchise-changing players because, as you know, Kyrie wants out of Brooklyn and where he lands could shake up the whole National Basketball Association. The NBA could be shook. Where does he end up?
the Lakers? Is that even a possible?
Well, Dan Beyer dropping a lot of news updates, you know, and you see it on social media.
And he was dropping it like it's hot. Did you see him dancing?
He's just dropping low and really dancing in the newsroom.
He also dropped a donut in the kitchen.
Let me go, still ate
it. 5 second rule.
So, I mean, you're hearing about Russell Westbrook or the Lakers talking about getting rid of him, maybe to the Jazz. You hear some rumors there. Then you hear Kyrie saying he wants out. Maybe it's all adding up for Westbrook to go to Utah or Westbrook to go somewhere and Kyrie to the Lakers for a reunion with LeBron. But it seems like he's just pouting and pulling a power move. What? That's what it seems like. Everybody's talking about. I heard
power.
Dan saying that before, too, because earlier this week he asked the Nets for a long-term contract and maybe didn't like what he heard, didn't like the response, didn't like what went down, and now he's going to pout and say, yeah, well, then I want out. This guy's a nightmare,
dude. Listen, I have a question then.
I mean, great player, but a major. You know what he's like? He's like a really beautiful woman that's just not worth the headache. And I've been there, man. I've been there. Like, you're blinded by his skills. You're blinded by what he could be, right, and what he could bring.
She's beautiful.
But it comes with so much, like, BS. And then eventually it just becomes too much. You know, I've been with beautiful women, right, that could give you a lot and offer a lot.
She's beautiful.
But because they're beautiful and they offer a lot, they're
she's
also
great in
a pain
bedroom.
In the ass.
Yeah, she delivers.
So just because you offer or bring this much to the table doesn't give you the right to be that much of a pain in the ass. It's the same thing.
Antonio Brown was like that. Remember when he was like, I want out,
and then
I want
you know
to move,
what?
And look at how that worked out.
But Spot, look at how many chances he got before it was over, because people are like, yeah, again.
He got what he wanted.
If you want to compare it to relationships, Antonio Brown was the beautiful woman that was great in bed, and she was awesome. But you know what? Eventually, if you're that much of a pain in the butt, you're not going
to
last.
You have to be in your prime as a player because your talent has to outweigh your pain in the ass.
What happened to T.O.? I mean, T.O. was legendary in the NFL. I don't think he was completely done.
Not at all.
I think people were just done dealing with him. And he wasn't nearly half the headache as some of these guys are today.
It really all goes hand in hand. Kyrie. Will he shake up the NBA? Your thoughts, your first reactions?
But here's the thing.
Make your predictions.
Maybe LeBron is the only guy that could alpha dog a Kyrie in that situation or work with him.
Where have I heard this? Tom Brady is the only guy that could alpha Antonio Brown. Thank you, Spot. We're on
You're
the same
welcome.
Page.
Yeah, but it's been proven before. You know, it's been proven before that they could work together. So maybe there's something there that we don't know where Kyrie has some sort of undeniable respect for LeBron and won't pull these sort of antics, but it just seems right now that, you know, since he didn't hear what he wanted to hear maybe from the Nets, that he's just taking some weird strong stance about it and literally saying, well, then I'm taking my ball and going home.
Well, you know who can make power moves? People with power, and Kyrie still has power in the NBA. And to backtrack a second, the parallels are a little scary, right? It's like, all right, Tom Brady and Antonio Brown. If this were the SATs, this would be one of those brain buster analogies on the SATs.
If a train was leaving,
Tom Brady.
No, blank is to this.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Blank is to that.
You know, Tom Brady is to Antonio Brown as LeBron James is to Kyrie. They've won a championship together. When they showed signs of being a pain in the ass, everyone turned to Tom Brady, and now it's like, well, LeBron.
In fairness to Kyrie, I feel like AB is closer to Kanye than he is.
Yes, agree.
I agree. Kyrie's not as bad as AB.
Yeah, Kyrie. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one. So your thoughts, your predictions,
but there
your
are
feelings.
Parallels, yeah.
And then we will talk about the players that made the biggest impact via trade, free agency, deadline moves. Like, when has a guy joined the team and, yo, it just changed the culture, the mindset, made him a winner? Your examples, your feedback. Next, right here on a Friday, Covino and Rich. And speaking of the NBA, it's time to bring that hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And this week, new customers could bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly.
Plus, for limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and play same-game parlays on NBA games. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back.
Can't wait to do this. $5 on the NBA. You're going to get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And don't forget, code CRSHOW.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario and Ohio. Bonus issued as free bets. Opt-in required. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms. See draftkings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I don't know what this is, but it sounds good.
I'll tell you all about it.
DJ Ramos playing something cool.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Plus Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We're CNR on FSR. It's Friday, baby!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Now, this song right here, Italian rock band Måneskin.
Oh, who did that song? Led Zeppelin.
Who did...
you ever hear Led Zeppelin?
Great Italian band, Led Zeppelin.
They're great.
Ha!
the fun of this song, they had Beggin', they had that Supermodel song. This is their latest single, and they teamed up with Tom Morello from Audioslave and Rage Against the Machine. So Tom Morello teaming up with Grammy-nominated Måneskin. I interviewed them this morning over at SiriusXM, and they were playing this, and I'm like, yo, Covino would like this.
Speaking of Tom Morello, I'll be playing him tonight on Turbo 41. I'm a big, big fan, and I'll tell you what. No wonder I like that guitar riff, because I love Tom Morello.
See? I knew it. I knew it. Well, hey, Fox Sports Radio, CNR, and we could talk, Covino, about how with Discover you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, unlike other credit cards that screw you over. They don't do this. They don't take care of you like Discover. It's amazing. Learn all you need to learn at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Again, at Covino and Rich. I'm going to tell you what to watch this weekend, weekend hobnobbing, plus a funny Derek Jeter story.
What?
A funny Derek Jeter story?
You know,
you mean he has personality?
No. Derek Jeter may have told the only funny story he's ever told.
Maybe that's reason enough just to play it, because as much of a fan as I am, I'm a big Derek Jeter guy. He never led with personality. He was sort of a boring guy because he was always behind the pinstripes, right? So we have a funny story from him.
But later on, we're going to play a game called Who's Going to Get the Next Netflix Comedy Special, Derek Carr or Derek Jeter?
Right. Oh,
What Derek is getting the comedy special? I watched last night on Amazon, Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He's pretty funny. Funny guy.
Funny guy.
All right, now back to Kyrie. That was the news today. Kyrie wants out of Brooklyn.
The more and more I think about Kyrie Irving, the more and more I can compare him to today's hot smoke show. Right? Just the hot girl who is so hot.
How hot is she?
That you'll just put up with all of her BS because she's so hot. Right? And you get that. You're blinded.
Want to touch the hiney.
Yeah, you're blinded by the hiney. You're blinded by the hotness. You're blinded by the light.
But can I give
blinded by the hiney.
Eventually those hot looks fade away. And what are you left with? A pain in the arse. And that's the truth. And we've all been there. We've all made that mistake. But you put up with it because there's a balance there, right? Now, Kyrie, I'm not saying that he's done by any means. But he's 30 years old. And eventually, as his skills fade away, or fade, I should say, what are you left with? Same thing. Pain in the arse. And eventually, the word gets out and nobody wants to deal with either one of them. LeBron's his only saving grace, I think, in the story.
You said he's 30, and I didn't want to make the crude analogy, but in your hot girl...
You're going to say hit the wall.
In your hot girl analogy, the older that hot girl gets, people put up with it less.
Let me tell you.
And listen, there's a gap between... You know, time flies, right? Especially the COVID years really put a twist on how we look back at the last 5 to 10 years. LeBron and Kyrie won in 2016, the 2016 season, right?
7 years ago now.
And so we're talking about a 24-year-old Kyrie versus a 30-year-old Kyrie. However, I gotta say, though, when you look at the numbers, Kyrie and LeBron are putting up some of their better numbers ever at the ages they are now.
But if you talk to Danny G, our resident Lakers fan, they're on a two-game winning streak. They're 25-28, but they're playing well. So Danny G is thinking, well, do we even need him?
Ah, you do. Yeah,
they're talking about getting rid of Westbrook, too. So how are you feeling about that, Danny G?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It really is. We were arguing in our little Laker group chat earlier today because my brother was like, I don't want anything to do with that guy. And I was like, well, what if he helped lead the Lakers to a championship? He's like, yeah, well, he would be okay.
He'd be all right with me then. You know, Danny,
he's proven himself untrustworthy. That's the bottom line.
Is age a factor? Because when you look at it and say, all right, when they were in Cleveland and beat Steph Curry and Draymond and Clay, and they had, you know, one of the most remarkable seasons in recent NBA history. LeBron was 32, Kyrie was 24. Now they're 38-30. They're still delivering, but that is still, you know, it's not yesterday. It's 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not yesterday. And we're seeing how, you know, I was talking to one of my buddies. I went out for a drink last night. We were watching the Lakers game. And I was like, you know, the fact that LeBron's playing as well as he is, when Anthony Davis is healthy, he's playing well. How is this team still fighting for a low seed in the playoffs? Like, on paper, even what you're seeing...
There's so many other good teams now.
And you're realizing that while you still put these guys in the high regard of, oh, they have LeBron and Kyrie, there's all these young stars that are emerging.
Oh, by the way, Danny G and Rich, I was thinking about this too. There's no doubt that LeBron has to be rubbing his hands together like a fly on poop at the opportunity of, yo, that's my guy, Kyrie. I'd love to play with him again. We have a chemistry, and I want to win. So how does Russell Westbrook feel knowing that he might be on the trading block, right? Trade deadline's on Thursday. How could he look at LeBron in the eye and know that he's petitioning for Kyrie probably behind the scenes?
Well,
how does he trust LeBron? How does he trust his team?
He can't.
How does he trust his teammates?
Don't you remember?
How does he function and play and feel like he's part of the Lakers moving forward if he knows this information and he knows there's a guy that he might replace him with?
Don't you remember? Hey, Kavino, remember?
You remember.
It's awkward.
You remember? Remember? Do you remember when LeBron pretty much told the media, yeah, we need to get rid of everyone on this current Lakers team? And they sort of flipped the team for him.
Yeah, but nobody likes to work or play for people that don't believe in them. You know why I like being here at Fox Sports Radio? I mean, it just applies to the everyman. Because they let us do what we want, they believe in us, and we have fun doing it. You know, how could you have fun and perform at your best when you feel like you're playing on eggshells? And that they potentially wanted to get rid of you.
With the money,
and they want Kyrie secretly.
The money Russ is making and his reputation in the league and where he's been and
gone.
Yeah,
but that answers your question before. That is what stifles the chemistry.
Well, don't forget who the Lakers coach is. Think about it. So not only could LeBron be a good mentor again for Kyrie, but Darvin Ham has had a really good effect on lots of the players, including Westbrook, who, by the way, there's been little rumblings here and there about him possibly being a Sixth Man of the Year candidate because his role coming off the bench, he is night and day compared to last season. Remember, we didn't even know if he was going to suit up again for the Lakers to start this season.
Well, I have a question.
It's true.
Kyrie said, again, the trade deadline is Thursday. Seems like he's pulling an ultimatum sort of move. He's pounding hard. Says he wants out of the Nets. Says he'd play for the Lakers, Suns, or the Mavs. Is there any way at all that the Lakers could keep Westbrook and still get Kyrie?
No. Money-wise, right?
There's no way that's happening. Yeah.
Even personality-wise.
Personality-wise, money-wise, that just can't happen. You know, Kavino, I thought about this. Again, all these things, the funniest part to me about sports is that all these conversations and all these dramatic little turn of events, they all relate so much to friendship, family, relationships, life, which is why I find them to be so interesting to analyze, right? Just the other day, I'm just realizing it. Did you see Kyrie at the podium talking about how you guys aren't realizing what LeBron's doing in front of our very eyes? Like, he was stroking LeBron just the other day, and you're like, oh, looking back now, was that a deliberate move?
I think it was.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, a few days ago, Danny, did you see it? A few days ago, Kyrie was going on and on about how LeBron's doing is just remarkable, and we're not even appreciating it.
I did see that, yeah.
So it's like now you look at it a couple days later, it's like, ooh, is that like the...
He's greasing the public there, but him and LeBron, I'm sure, have a texting and, you know... I wonder how they communicate. I don't think anyone calls each other on the phone anymore. Yeah. I was going to say a texting and social media relationship anyway.
Well, we are live in the TireRack.com studio. We'll take your phone calls, but let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. Dan, any updates on this NBA trauma?
Well, Steve and Rich, what I can do is this was Kyrie a few days ago.
We gave the keys to the whole entire business to an 18-year-old kid, and now he's 38 years old, and he's still dominating. I don't think we should be surprised. I think we should congratulate him and celebrate him as much as possible. Continue to, you know, enjoy the shows that he put on because it's not going to be for too much longer, you know, whenever he decides to play. But I'm enjoying the show, and I wish we could have got a chance to play against one another. But who knows what could happen down the line.
Oh. Now it sounds
foreshadowing.
Doesn't it sound a little different now, Dan?
Yes, it does. Now, and that was, you know, the Nets and Lakers played earlier this week, even though LeBron didn't play in the game, but there could have been that tie. But yeah, to your point, completely agree. Maybe foreshadowing. You know, the guy who has a cough at work on Thursday because he wants the 3-day weekend?
Yep.
Laying the groundwork. Maybe that's what Kyrie Irving was doing there.
You're a little under the weather today.
Is that where Mike is today?
Yeah. Covino mentioned Lakers, Suns, and Mavericks are the teams that have been connected into possibly doing a deal with L.A. for Irving services. Now, the Nets and Kyrie were talking about an extension, and multiple reports say that the Nets were trying to put guaranteed stipulations as a part of that deal. And that apparently upset Irving's camp. So that could be a reason why we are seeing this move now. But again, Kyrie Irving wanted to be dealt prior to the trade deadline. Bleacher Report saying that the Lakers and Jazz have had conversations about a trade that would involve Russell Westbrook. Now, the Mavericks, we mentioned them being interested in Kyrie. Guard Luka Doncic out tomorrow for the game at Golden State because of a heel contusion. Bama replacing Bill O'Brien on Nick Saban's staff. Guys, back to you.
Dan, thank you. You ever notice how the West is so tight in the NBA that the difference between the 4 seed, which is the Dallas Mavericks, 28-25, the Lakers currently the 12 seed at 25-28. We're talking about a trade and a big move right here will shake up the league.
Yes, and I hope it does because this league has stunk this year. There's not been a lot of interest outside of NBA circles in bringing in other parts of the general public. You guys have talked about it. Football dominates so much.
Yeah.
A Kyrie trade could do that.
Let's be real about this whole situation.
Let's be real.
Not breaking the glass on the self-centeredness of today's person and today's athlete.
Yeah.
You got to be selfish to some degree, right? They're looking out for number one. But Kyrie has publicly stated just recently, too, how Kevin Durant is his best friend.
Yeah.
Best friend, and he's out just like, hey, later, you know, came here to win with you, but peace. You know, the loyalty, and I get it. There's no team loyal to the player, so the player has to look out for number one.
Best friend.
But that, you know, from today's and everybody's perspective, is like me saying to Rich, hey, man, I know we're in this Fox Sports Radio thing together, but peace out.
Yeah.
You know, like
Covino's going back to ESPN to join Weenie in the Butt again.
Hey, Rich, man, I know that we're on to something here, and, you know, we're like blood brothers, and, you know, we vowed to kick ass at Fox Sports, but I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put it into reality for a minute. It's just selfish behavior, but I get it.
And you know,
you're trying to get what you want. You're trying to win. There's a lot of factors. I'm just saying.
Something else to ask yourself, though.
If I was Kevin Durant, though, I'd be like, my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin's
best friend.
I look at the possible landing spots, and it's Dallas, real quick for a second.
Yo, you think Luka wants any part of that?
No, I was going to say, you look at the Mavericks traditionally. Mark Cuban is a vocal owner, but a really smart guy. Fiery once in a while when his team's winning or losing.
Who's a polarizing radio guy? Give me one.
Howard Stern, Joe Rogan, I don't know.
That's like telling me. Like
Stephen A.
Hey,
Collins,
you know, we're just sticking in some polarizing radio personality onto your show. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need that guy on my show.
My thought is like Mark Cuban and Luka seem to be seems like everything's calm and cool there. Kyrie could take that team from, you know, towards the top of the pack in the West, and
yeah,
maybe
but it
make
changes
them
the vibe. Is my point. You know what I mean? Like we got a vibe here in the studio, right? Imagine you stick another hard-headed bonehead in the studio on the mic. You're like, yeah, I don't need this guy here. He's disrupting the flow. That's what you're going to get.
Is it the thing about Luka? Hasn't people been saying for a couple of years? Like if he had a strong power, you know, another power player with him, if a Kyrie and Luka could be on the same team,
I think he needs someone to compliment Luka. I think he overtakes Luka.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You know, we got the Super Bowl week away. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code CRSHOW for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And when we come back, we're going to take all your phone calls. Tim, Mitch, everyone hang on the phone. Your thoughts on Kyrie. Your thoughts on what's going on with the NFL.
And which Derek is the king of comedy.
We'll get to that.
Is it Derek Carr or Derek Jeter?
All right, well, TireRack.com, they love tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. They're just a phone call or click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap.
like the Tire Decision Guide.
Answer a few questions, you get that personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like Sumitomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance, all season, and off-road capabilities.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms, game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself.
That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Speaking of headaches.
Talented, but headache.
Pain in the ass.
There
That's
you go.
The theme of today's show on Covino and Rich.
Is it wrong to still like this song?
Good song's a good song, man. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly. Some people say never again. And then there's other people like, good song's a good song. What are you going to do?
CNR on FSR. It's Friday, baby. And I'll tell you what, I appreciate being here more than ever today because I feel like ass treaks. I really do. I've been sick all week. But these 2 hours of the day, my favorite time of the day. And it's a pleasure to spend this time with you, Fox Sports Radio
That's
Nation. Excited about the weekend. Excited to be bringing the show to Arizona for the Super Bowl. We're leaving on Sunday.
Nice.
And come Monday, we'll be bringing it to you live. Right now, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now, before we go to your phone calls, you were playing Kanye, and we're talking about Kyrie, and, you know, just a lot of pain in the butts today. I saw something in the LA Times, and I thought this was interesting because it was 14 years ago that Kanye interrupted Taylor Swift. Remember, he grabbed the mic and he's like, yeah, yeah, Taylor, I'm real happy for you, but that's Beyonce. That was 14 years ago, and the kid that handed Taylor the award was the dude, Taylor Lautner. Remember, he was like a teen heartthrob
that's
type
right.
of guy?
From Twilight.
Yeah. He said that he thought it was a skit. Like, he finally talked about it for the first time. They're like, what were you thinking in that moment? He's like, I thought it was a bit. He goes, or else I don't know if I would have interrupted. He's like, but I thought, you know, I was just there presenting.
What was he going to do?
Yeah, what was he going to do? Tackle Kanye?
Right?
Turn into a wolf or something like that.
You know that's a movie, Ramos.
Oh, is that a movie? My bad.
He's not an actual wolf.
So, hey, listen, we're going to get to a bunch next hour. We're going to talk about what Derek deserves his own stand-up special. Derek Carr? Or Derek Jeter, as we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. They make bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more all in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's say what's up to Tim in Mississippi. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, man?
Hey, Tim.
I wanted to tell you this. I told you I tried to put a seed in your brain, but you wouldn't listen. Cooper Rush is going with New Orleans, and I've tried to tell you that. And the reason I know that is I am a Rush. That is my last name.
Oh, Tim Rush.
Thank you, Mr. Rush.
What a Rush.
Mr. Rush.
Mr. Rush.
Well, Mr. Timmy, all signs are pointing that Carr and the Saints are a good match.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, man. I
wish he knew something about Kyrie. In his future.
My name is Tim Irving.
I don't see any Kyrie in my crystal ball.
Mitch in Jersey. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Thank you.
Hey, Kyrie Irving is like the Elizabeth Taylor of basketball. He's not even, 30? He's going to go on his 14? He's never happy.
Yeah.
All the nonsense that comes out of his mouth.
You know,
to me, guy.
You know, I was looking at, interesting, Mitch, I was looking at Kyrie's numbers and stats, because sometimes you forget. You're like, all right, he had 2 years in Boston. That was like a complete letdown. And he's year four now with Brooklyn. So it's been a minute. Ever since him and LeBron.
Yeah, but his time in Brooklyn hasn't been a walk in the park.
Yeah, no, I'm saying ever since he separated with LeBron.
Which is why I think it's likely that he'll probably reunite with him. Because Westbrook, look, Westbrook's 34. They're already talking about it.
Yeah.
It's all lining up for it to happen. I think he's back with L.A.
Yeah, listen, I want that.
I mean, back with LeBron.
I don't know if Lakers fans want that, but for the excitement and knowing that football is about to come to an end, baseball, you know, pitchers and catchers in less than 2 weeks, you know, we're going to dive a little more into the NBA, and I feel like Kyrie out here, well, it'll at least give us fun stories.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, do you know crap will go down if he's out here with LeBron?
You're not wrong. This current roster is fun to watch, but they're not going to beat the elite teams in a 7-game series.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I think that, you know.
Think about it, though. Think about it from this perspective. You know, I don't think the Mavs want to deal with Kyrie. Yeah, he's a great player.
Well, Danny was saying off the air, what if
the Suns,
what if,
I don't think they need, him, but the Lakers could use him and LeBron could handle him.
Covino, could he convince him? Yeah.
What about Mark Cuban? Do you think Mark Cuban could have a sit down and look Kyrie in the eyeballs, like a man to man, like, hey, listen, Mark Cuban here. You know, like, I'm a shark, I'm a billionaire. I'm a cool guy, Mark Cuban. Luke is a star. We got a team over 500. We're the current, fourth seed in the West? Kyrie. Like, let's make this happen, but look at me. Are you going to be a pain in the ass? Tell me. Look at my eyeballs.
No, he's going to say, you were a pain in the ass in Boston. You were a pain in the ass in Brooklyn. And for that reason, I'm out. That's what he's going to say. He's going to say, deal's off the table.
Who's going to take him?
For that reason, I'm out.
Lori? You know,
if the Nets don't work out, maybe the Danettes will work out.
Yeah, I mean
the Danettes.
I mean, Danettes. Good one, Spot.
Thanks.
Way to cross promo.
I'm a company guy.
That's funny.
Well, hey, keep your ears.
Danny G, if you were a betting man, I mean, there's a reason we're hearing about Westbrook to the Jazz, or yes. They're thinking about getting rid of Westbrook, and all of a sudden Kyrie's like, I'm done with Brooklyn. There's a reason to all this.
Yeah, it's
weird.
If you're
a betting man, yeah, the timing's...
Yeah.
Well, trade deadline's Thursday, so it does make sense, but it all seems to be lining up. What are your thoughts as we wrap it up?
Shake it up. Let's go.
Shake it up.
Shout out to our old pal, Scott Farrell.
Shake it up.
Let's do it.
Kyrie to the Lakers.
You know,
we'll find out.
Can I tell you?
Ramos, pour me an OE.
According to Vegas odds makers, currently, the Lakers are the odds-on favorite to get Kyrie. So look at that. All right, more Covino and Rich right here, Fox Sports Radio on a Friday.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question: how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.